It's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I am Ebby.
I'm Tasha.
And I'm Corey.
What's up, hey. Corey?
That's my host guest today.
Corey bringing the penis to the stage.
Show swinging penis.
Swinging penis. Before we get into these cast updates, Tasha gave me a little homework from last week.
Yes, do tell.
All right. So last week, I got a toy for Valentine's Day, and it had the little suction thing for the clit and a little insert. And so basically, the damn toy sucks so fucking hard. It damn near hurt. Like, I feel like I had a little belly about to grow.
Oh wow.
It didn't come with any instructions. So I need to figure out how to make it not suck so motherfucking hard. My clit been on fucking, had a little pamper cotton around it all until it, this, damn.
Oh wow.
When it first started, it was a little suction, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm about to enjoy this. But then as you get into it, it's like,
it's not looking like a nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Some behind the scenes footage of this.
Oh, I cannot.
Huh?
What'd you say? Nobody wants to watch that shit.
Right. Don't nobody want to see the after the show footage or whatever the fuck it was. Said.
Fuck you, bitch.
Well, we'll be waiting on, you know, you to revisit that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That shit was a lot. I'm traumatized.
You have to find your setting. You're supposed to test it out on your finger first.
I did. It was like real. I said it was great.
He took off on you.
I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, you getting into it?
I'm trying to wedge my finger in between the toy and my clit, like trying to break them bitches apart. I was like, oh my God. Bitch, that toy was too much for me. Too much. Where did this hoe go?
Too much clit action is not attractive anyway.
I was playing with my clitoris. I'm back.
Whatever. Okay, so let's get into these cast updates. When is the last time you shared one of your freaky fantasies? Corey, you know you first.
Oh, I am.
Always, you're the guest.
Oh, okay. That's the rule. It's been a while since I've shared a fantasy, but I will tell you the fantasy that I share. I've always wanted to do a bit into kind of like the, I guess you would call it like the S&M. Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe about a year ago, I wanted to, you know, kind of do like the blindfold type of thing.
Okay.
So, I told this guy that I was dating, like, I wanted to try that. And he's like, what? Like, what you talking about? You want to tie me up? Like, he was not with it. I'm like, yeah, let me tie your ass up. And he was like real reluctant at first, but you know, we, you know, did a few things or whatever. Not too, cause I'm, you know, I'm not a pro at it or anything like that, but it was fun. But it took a little work to get him into it. So I would say probably about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Ebony?
The last time I shared a fetish with someone.
A freaky fantasy.
A freaky fantasy?
Yeah.
I really don't have any freaky fantasies. I've probably done them all. But, so far. Huh?
Huh?
I'm sorry, did you hear you? Huh? I didn't get that.
Such a hoe.
Okay. Now, that is a freak when you have you done tried everything. You don't even got nothing else in your roster.
Yeah,
there's nothing else for me to try really, except the nasty shit that we be talking about. I mean, that really disgusting shit. But I would say it hasn't even been like freaky or nothing. But you know, I've been out for 6 weeks, and so I just had to pleasure my husband however I could, and so. It was in the living room on the couch, and I had my hand under the cover, and I was making him feel good, and the daughter walked in from, but she didn't know what I was doing, and he was so embarrassed.
First of all, she is 24 years old. She knows exactly what you were doing. She
has no idea, because I was still, the thing looked like in your headlights, like, and I'm just like, you better get this hand, you better get this. So that was that's really the freakiest thing, you know, just doing that and then just me sucking a stick for 6 weeks. I mean,
bitch, them jaws, you been massaging them jaws, you know what I'm saying? I see your little second chin is like slimming up. You know what I'm saying?
Real toned up, right?
Yeah, that neck do look toned.
Nipple line popping and shit.
Yeah. Ooh, that's sick. Hey,
you know,
hey, what that 6 week drought like though?
Oh man, it's been rough, and we still haven't done it yet. Cause now he's on a completely opposite schedule than what I was. But I feel like he was on that other schedule the majority of the time I was down. Now he's back on the other schedule. But I actually officially just got released yesterday. And I want to go get waxed and stuff. So
did you find a place today?
Well, they have one appointment, but I wasn't able to get in for 12:30 because I was getting my mani and pedi and my eyebrows did so I can look beautiful. And so
okay,
I didn't get to go, but tomorrow that's on my agenda. I'm gonna get waxed so I can sit on his face as soon as he comes home.
Oh yes, honey, sit on the face, give him some faces. Only real bitches get face-itch. Just fuck his face.
Yeah, I'm just doing
some real bitches. Yeah. All right, yeah. Tasha, how about your freaky fantasy?
I didn't really understand what you meant by last time you shared one, because I was going to say that will probably be on the show.
Okay. Okay.
Share it with y'all. Remember what it was. But I do have one that I will share from some years ago. I had this buddy, fuck buddy, that he would pretty much let me do whatever I wanted to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Corey made me remember him because he talked about being tied up. He would let me tie him up. He let me pour hot candle wax on him. He just let me put the handcuffs on him. He just let me do whatever I wanted to do.
What's his initials? Don't know him.
Mm-hmm. We had fun. His initials are DD, but you know him as B.
I know him as B.
Yeah.
Justin, what's his name?
Not today. Not today, Satan. Not today, Satan. You're not dragging anybody else into your shenanigans.
I think you did it to him too. That'll help you remember.
Wait a minute. Time out. We gonna just Corey, are we gonna act like we didn't just hear that she did it to him too?
No, we not.
Did they just say they shared the same dick?
We did not share the same dick.
We didn't necessarily share the same dick. We just had the same dick.
That's sharing the same dick, Corey. Is that sharing the same dick? If
it was so fine too. But
they sat on the same dick.
But I only did it once. I only did it one time though. Who held my heart? I don't even know how I fell up on that dick. That was pure just.
Ebony had the dick first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we did it. It was literally like, I don't even know how I ended up over there. It just happened. Drunk and night after.
It just happened.
Those were some of the best days when you don't even know how you ended up over somebody.
How did I end up on this dick? That's when, and that's when.
On some other one many a time.
Yeah, but when it's that dick right there, that's when that dick be so good. You be like, and this dick is good. You gotta be talking yourself out of going back over to his house and shit.
I think I don't know what I was doing, but I only did it one time. Once.
Oh, then that means that dick wasn't good. That wasn't good. If it only made you do it once.
I don't think it was that. I think I was involved with somebody else. I'm just made up.
Scared? It was like the circumstance.
A detour?
Yeah. It was just.
So if you were single, would you double back on that dick?
I probably wouldn't because I don't think he's single now.
Oh, now you care about people's wives and shit?
No.
What the fuck is happening?
No, he's just not one of those people I would go back for.
Corey, okay, no, that hoe coming out today.
I'm not disturbed, and I'm getting Uncle Nick, Teddy Ruxpin. What the hell?
Damn. Breathe. Let's breathe through this. Where your crystals at? Ooh, anyway, that thing was worked up.
That just happened, so that's it.
So the last time I shared a fantasy probably was about maybe a week ago. I was on a date. The date was like, what's your fantasy? One of them where you just make up some shit on the fly just because you're trying to fill the conversation in.
What? Oh, you actually shared, like, just verbally shared a fantasy?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why'd you say that?
Oh.
That's what you
said. I said that at the beginning of my sharing. I said that already. Y'all wasn't listening.
I heard you. I don't know what Corey going. Corey must have been smoking or drinking something. Corey, what you drinking?
I am drinking a peach whiskey sour.
Well, that sounds delicious.
It actually is. But I had a little bit of an edible earlier.
Oh, that explains it. That explains it.
He made some wings. He had some wings. Oh, yeah. I had some wings and I used some cannabis butter.
Okay.
And I actually forgot about it. That I used it. And I'm sitting here and I was like, why am I feeling like this? And I was like, oh, the butter. So yeah, I'm feeling good. Okay. I've been drinking myself all the time and forgetting. I'm like, what? Oh yeah, I did that. Yeah. I drug myself about 15-20 minutes ago.
Oh yeah, you know this is gonna be good.
If she was doing that edible and drinking that Jack, it might be real good. Cause when that bitch get on the Jack, she be talking about all kind of shit and then be like, "Oh, did I say that?"
I'm trying to y'all exploit me. I feel exploited.
You exploit yourself. Shit. Let's get into this shame-worthy topic though.
Let's go.
What? Yes. Oh.
I like the way everybody shared. You just skate right over your shit with some bullshit and nobody really knows nothing else about it.
I just made up some shit on the fly, Tasha.
Right.
I was just like, I want to have a threesome. Okay, well, I told him something like I wanted to have a threesome with, like, three girls because I've never had a threesome with three girls. Like, I just told him some shit. Like, I'm... back on the show for another motherfucking 30-45 days. You doing too much. I did invite him to be on the show tonight, but he took our daughters out to dinner. They had a date. No, I didn't know because I hadn't talked to them. I'm at work. I hadn't talked to them. I found out this morning when I was going to ask him to be on the show.
Oh,
okay. Damn.
I mean,
let's get into this shame-worthy topic.
That's a shame-worthy topic right there. How she liking to cancel folks every time they give tell her secrets.
Listen, bitches, y'all gonna get back on topic. Shame-worthy topic is about a former 49ers player convicted of raping a disabled woman.
Oh, I feel like I heard this story before.
I have not. Carry on, bitch.
Please. I'm saying a whole disabled woman. His name is Dana Stubblefield. He's convicted of raping a disabled woman. After the verdict, he was remanded to jail without bail pending sentencing. He faces 15 years to life.
Wow.
He lured a 31-year-old... Say it again?
I said the damn 49er. I ain't surprised.
He lured a 31-year-old... developmentally disabled woman to his home in 2015. She thought she was interviewing for a babysitting job. After the assault, the victim immediately went to the Morgan Hill Police Department to report the crime.
Can I interrupt? I'm sorry. Yes. This is gonna sound because we probably got the animals working through me, but who the fuck gonna hire a disabled person to babysit?
Developmentally disabled.
So, I don't want anybody developmentally challenged to be
retarded, but she's independent. There's some independent retarded folks. I mean, independent people out there.
You're
going
to get us
canceled. Yes! She's trying to get us canceled.
Sorry, that's why I retracted. Listen, I'm trying to take up for them. Like, there's developmentally challenged people
that are independent.
She's an independent person. She is not a part of the show. Corey, I love you. Yeah, we do not stand by the statements of Latasha Jackson of Oklahoma.
Don't say my name like that.
And she's still saying it.
This is retarded.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay. So.
But I guess if you was mentally disabled, you would probably be like, oh, let me go get this job. You wouldn't.
It says, it didn't say mentally. It says develop mentally.
Slow. Short bus.
Okay, first of all, wait a minute. How, we're not, why are we focused on the woman? This man raped her. He about to go to jail for 15 to life.
And he the fucking deserves to be under the jail.
He does.
Ridiculously.
Can we get back to the shame?
But we had some questions.
Exactly.
To the shame. Exactly. I want to know where, that, how it got to that point. Like, was they on care.com? Because how did he get to her to find her?
It was some website, so probably. But
and
okay,
where is her parents?
She's 31.
What do you mean?
But she's developmentally challenged. So
there are some developmentally challenged people that live independently is what I've been trying to say.
Yeah, and I understand that, but call me when you leave it. And let me know where you're going.
Y'all still is not really shaming this dude. Get off of, listen, people. We're in the court. Ding the bell, Ebony. Fuck, ding the bell. Dang.
Okay, so shame on him.
Yeah, damn, shame on Dana Stubblefield for the a former player of the 49ers, huh?
Why is his name Dana? I want to see a picture.
Okay, that's the next thing I'm about to ask y'all. What race do y'all think he is?
What's his last name again? Stamenfield?
Stubblefield.
He's Jewish. I would also like to say, for the record, write this down in the books, that I would expect this from somebody that plays for the Cowboys, but not anybody that plays for the 49ers. This shit is ridiculous. Go ahead, though.
I agree with you, because he's smudging up my motherfucking team.
Excuse me.
Fuck the 49ers. San Francisco 49ers. That's where they pack it in, sweetie. So,
yes. Yes, it is.
It is to me.
We're about to get by all of the letters and all of the developmentally people. Well, we're about to get protested today. Okay, so y'all, this is a fetish. Being drawn to disabled individuals. It is a fetish.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
It's called devotism.
That's disgustingism.
And the devotees are drawn to being a caretaker and fantasize about caring for the person or being with the disabled person. They actually have devo porn. That's what it's called. And the porn is it's really not about the sexual experience, but it's about watching them struggle. Like through things and like, you know, to
you
be able
to laugh.
That's the sick.
Shut up, Corey. I'm always Corey, you up to 50 days. You up
that
to 50
is a
days
sickness.
Now.
That is a sickness. It is.
To see somebody struggle, to see somebody using their elbows to slide across the floor, dragging their leg, turn you on.
Oh my! What?
I thought you said this was for the mentally disabled.
Didn't we decide that we weren't gonna yuck people's yums?
Yeah,
No, that shit is disgusting. They need to be changed. You don't do that to people.
You can't do that to Katie.
When I was down,
y'all talking at the same time. I can't hear y'all.
When I was down and I had surgery, I would hate for somebody to be getting their wonkers up while I'm struggling to poop and I'm struggling rolling my ass out of bed every day to try to make it to the bathroom. Shit, I would hate for somebody to be trying to jack off to me doing that. That's shameful.
My little that's blasphemous. Time I saw you sit on
you muted yourself. You censored your own self.
She can hear us, but we can't hear her. We see you, laughing girl, but you can't hear you.
You done censored your own self. You was about to probably say some real fucked up shit that was really gonna get us canceled.
Y'all, exactly. It is some sick people out there, and
it is.
I cannot believe that you guys are yucking this person's yum like this.
That's, now that's, no, shut up, no, that's nasty.
There is freaky and there is sick.
Exactly. That's sick.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
How are you calling it yucking somebody's yum when you made it your shame-worthy topic? I'm confused.
I did not, this is the thing. I didn't make it my shame-worthy topic. I made him my shame-worthy topic.
But that's not.
But then I just described to y'all that it was a kink.
That's not a kink, though.
It is. It's a kink, guys. It's a kink.
We don't agree with kinks. We don't want to be kink. We don't want to be kink. We don't like it. That's not a kink, though.
Illegal. It's illegal for you to be sexually attracted to a disabled individual?
It's illegal for you,
it's illegal for you to take advantage of my grandmama.
Your grandmama just might be old, not disabled.
No, my grandmama.
Shit. Her ass is old. Shit.
My grandmama, she don't know what's going on.
It's just like that they're gonna work at nursing home so they can take advantage of
them. Exactly. That's yeah, and them people that come up pregnant that's been in coma for 3 years.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Would you like me to tell you the fetish for that? The kink for that.
It's a name for
it. We shame it. We see the picture. That's what we waiting on.
All right. Y'all ready to see his picture?
Let's do it.
I didn't hear your vote, Tasha.
Jewish. I put my hand up.
For Jewish?
On the black side.
Oh, on the black side. Okay. I didn't know.
Dumbfield?
Are y'all ready?
Stubberfield. Dumberfield.
What? Oh, scroll your screen over.
No. Oh, he's big now.
He could only see the last person who talked.
But now you get all four of us on the screen, correct? Yeah. Welcome to the new millennium.
Oh. Wow, he was like, Black. Like, he looked like he's, like, from Alabama or something.
Now ain't nobody from Alabama gonna listen. Boy, y'all is killing it today. Today, hey, listeners, we are so sorry, but this is going to be the last episode of Nationally Unbothered because we have been canceled by all the communities. All of the communities. Thanks to these fuckers. Be unbothered, damn it.
He is black. Like,
it's our own fucking opinion. And we're allowed to have
it. Y'all, we gotta Google. Somebody Google where he's from. What we gonna do? Drive to his house and protest in front of him?
He in jail.
I know where he's from.
You wanna go up into Alabama?
Let's take a vote. Field. I'm gonna say
Stubble Field.
Fuck you.
Stubble Field. Dana Stubble, like stubble, like beard stubble. Field. Dana.
Okay, so Ebony, you say Mississippi. I sure do.
Tasha. He from Texas.
Say, I was gonna say Texas, but I'll go with
motherfuckers from Dark Woods, Mississippi.
For some reason I
go with Arkansas.
For some reason I wanna say Chicago. Okay.
Probably because you're looking at the fucking screen, Artel.
No, I'm not. Okay, so hold on.
He's from Ohio.
Figures, that makes sense.
I was closer.
That makes sense.
What are you saying? What did you say, Tasha?
Arkansas.
That's some Ohio shit. Yeah.
Let me see what his birth. What y'all think?
Okay, y'all is doing too much on this show. Can we get some music for Tasha?
Definitely a Scorpio.
Scorpio?
He ain't no Scorpio. That's some Gemini characteristics.
That is some Gemini shit.
That ain't no Scorpio shit, bitch. We freaks. We not demonic.
He's a motherfucking Scorpio.
Born November 14th. What is that?
Oh, he's a Scorpio.
Talk
either. Now let's go, I damn tried. It.
Not tonight. Yeah, so tonight's celebrity topic is Lori Harvey's list.
Why is so, we still on her?
I think you have a problem with Lori Harvey.
Yes, are you, bitch? Is she? What's the problem?
You have some type of vendetta.
Did she hurt you? Did she fuck one of the celebrities that you fucked? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. Like, what's
celebrities?
I'm just saying. Read the list. Tell us the list.
You know what? We just gonna move on to the next segment.
Oh, she did a Lisa. She did a Lisa. Let's go, Lisa.
No, I'm doing a motherfucking Tasha. That's what I'm doing. Go, Ebony. Whatever's next. Say your name.
Who bothered? That bitch bothered today.
I am now, bitch.
That bitch been interrupting all day, and now look at her, she bothered. Ebony, you got your Say My Name together?
I'm scared to speak. I don't know what the hell happened. What's going on?
Sure.
Island cheater. For Christmas this year, my family went to the Bahamas with another family we're very close with. The family has a daughter, 2 years younger than me. Kay is my sister's best friend. We have known each other basically since birth. One night, we were all sitting at the bar drinking. Everyone went to bed except for Cam and myself. The next thing you know, we were sleeping together. I felt terrible. I texted one of my best friends and told him. He asked if I was going to tell my girlfriend. I told him no. I Googled, can you cheat on someone that you love? And your article on cheating came up. I am crazy about this girl. I can't tell her. Please help. The island cheater. I don't know why I called him an island cheater.
I couldn't tell if the
oh, because they were the Bahamas.
I didn't understand the story.
Oh, go, Corey. You're the guest.
I guess you cheated with the family friend's daughter. And he cheated on his girlfriend. Should he tell his girlfriend?
No. For what?
Is he's got a guilty conscience?
Then they'll cheat. Okay, now,
who is he? So he's the island cheater. He's a fucking nobody. Fuck.
Did you just call your Ebonite a non-factor?
Oh, excuse me, are we on the air? Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh, now we ain't gonna get no more damn letters. Boy, this show is over, okay. Bitches.
We do not condone the message that Ebony has spoken. Yes, we do, because I'm proud of these people. They write in to us, tell us how that we can't read, and we
nobody haven't even said that to you in almost 2 years, girl. You get out your feelings.
Well, they shouldn't have said that at all.
You can't read.
Yeah. And you know, I can't
more than once.
You're sorry if you're stumbling.
More than once.
Fucking 15 minutes silence in between stories.
You had it, like, 2 years ago, you say?
Almost.
Well, I'm disgusted by them. And until they get their lives together, maybe I'll just take a sabbatical from fucking reading from the Ebonites.
Well, you better find you another segment, bitch, because what you ain't going to be doing is be on this show without a fucking segment, bitch. So take your hiatus and think of a new segment. Shit.
This wasn't a good letter. No, don't tell your fucking girlfriend. Thank you. Corey ain't even got a girlfriend. He don't know what to fucking tell her. Hell no. Dumbass. Next.
because she, hey, CYA, cover your ass.
CYA. See, what's that spell?
Cover your ass.
First of all, how old are you to be asking, should you tell your girlfriend? Like, are you 12? This sounds like somebody that's about 22. They could leave an age and address and shit, Corey. He just left what he said. I mean, yeah, I understand that. But I know ain't no, like, grown-ass motherfucker like could be like, should I kill my girlfriend? Well, island cheater, go back to the island. No, I think that he should tell his girlfriend.
Well, tell your girlfriend.
And tell her all the raunchy, nasty, dirty details of what happened. How it happened, how many times was sucked in and pulled out.
It probably was out.
Tell her how many times, all of that. Tell her everything.
Why?
Get it off your chest. Because he'll feel better about it. And she'll feel better about him.
She'll be destroyed.
She'll be exactly where she needs to find herself.
Mm.
Hey, do you guys like, how do you like to be turned down by a guy? I don't like to be turned down by a guy. Shit,
yeah, who the fuck wants to be turned down? What the fuck?
I'm saying, if a guy is not interested in you, how would you prefer him relay the news? Have we seen this?
Verbally.
Verbally?
I guess you need to be upfront, you know.
Be upfront.
But not rude.
Don't ghost me.
Don't be rude. Don't be rude, but just be like, you know, I'm not really feeling this. You know, good luck in your relationship endeavors.
So let me ask you this. Is that how
you know, I got a whole bunch of ways to get rid of a motherfucker because I'm the queen.
The queen of it. Okay, so two scenarios. Okay. Scenario Sam. Ebony. Don't answer. I'm gonna do two scenarios, okay? Ebony, I'm not attracted to you. Ebony, I'm not feeling this. First off, nigga, what you mean not attracted to me? You're saying what you mean not motherfucking feeling this? Okay. Okay. So
the fuck you mean you ain't feeling this?
Okay.
And you're not attracted to me.
I'm accepting feeling this, but if you're not attracted to me, I mean, I'm kind of like, ooh.
No, fuck that. If you're not, I mean, you're not feeling me. You're not feeling this. So we've been seeing each other for a little bit, and you decided.
No, what if we're not, it's like new, like, we this is our first day.
Oh, okay, the first day?
Oh, well, it don't even matter on the first day.
No, don't tell. Yeah.
Not the first date. It nothing don't matter. Just say whatever and get the fuck on.
Yeah, you don't gotta say nothing. You don't gotta say nothing. So like, okay, let's say you feeling me. You feeling me, and you could like you obvious that you feeling me. So how do I relate to you? Like, are you trying to tell somebody you don't you turn it down? Just ask us how we get rid of our niggas. Okay. We say bye.
I literally will just be like, okay, I'll tell you the latest person who I got rid of. but you don't gotta do this though. But the latest person I got rid of, there is already things that I didn't like about the person. So I was just waiting for them to do any fucking thing to make so I could be like, shh, okay, whatever. So he literally was like, I'm gonna be late for our date. I gotta go get a haircut. And I was like, you doing what? Like, this is the time for our date. But you're just now going to get a haircut? Well, have fun while you're getting your haircut. And I blocked him.
Okay. I'm gonna come back.
play games. I'm just trying to be straight up.
Just be honest with them.
What would you want to hear that would be like, okay, this nigga being straight up.
I got back with my ex.
It's not you, it's me.
No, that's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
Hey, was it? I just did. I just had to break up with them. Well, kind of had a breakup, but I just had to let
them. You did. How'd you tell them?
I just pretty much told them our energies didn't match. And when that didn't work, I just pretty much had to say, thank you for your time. You know.
That's a hard conversation to have. And it's like, I really, when I'm dealing with this situation, like, I want to be responsible. Like, I'm not really trying to play games, but I want to be honest.
How long has it been?
Like, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's just a straight up.
Yeah, just straight up.
I would rather hear, I'm not feeling this, than I'm not feeling you.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that's
I'm not feeling this.
A softer blow.
Did you see the dick? Did you see the dick? And then you was like, I can't.
No.
Oh.
What is it? What is it?
You should see it.
Or is this you trying to get rid of somebody? Or did somebody send you some shit that you don't sit well with?
No, I'm just not feeling this individual.
Why?
What's his name?
Initials.
For one.
Everybody be trying to make people slip up.
That's why I said it, so he wouldn't slip up. I said initials. She said, what's his name? And I just said initials so you wouldn't say his name, because she was trying to get you to say his real name, because she's a piece of shit.
For one, I'm just not attracted to him.
I'm going down.
So that's why he gave the other scenario. I ain't attracted to you. And I... Corey, you a piece of shit too.
I'm just not attracted to, like, I'm just not feeling like, no, I'm just not, like.
I mean, that's important. I don't know.
What's wrong with the truth?
What's wrong with the truth?
The truth hurts.
You can't handle the truth. The truth can be brutal, though, sometimes. It's like, I don't want
to. What is it about that person that you're not attracted to? What is it about them? What is it about them that you're not attracted to? Maybe that can change.
I don't think
if I'm already not attracted to you, it don't matter what you change. I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah, like your arrangement of your face is not appealing to me.
Or your fucking stomach that you were sucking in is there. Or didn't know that they had.
It's not.
As soon as I see a stomach, I'll be like, it's over.
It's not working for me.
Yes. That's it. This is not working for me. And if they say why, my mama told me if I don't got nothing nice to say, then don't say shit. Don't say a motherfucking word. Throw the key the fuck away.
Corey, this is what you say. Look, I've enjoyed your company these last couple weeks.
But has he? Has he really enjoyed the company?
Let me finish. Anyway, don't interrupt me again. I'm trying to tell you to listen. Pete.
Her high ass.
After going inside and reevaluating myself, I've determined that there's just some working on me that needs to be taking place. I need to work on me so I can't move forward in this relationship at this time until I get
it's not you, it's me. That's what the fuck that shit is.
In a more better way.
No, it's not, bitch. That shit screamed the same fucking thing.
Sugar-coated bullshit.
Thank you.
But it's better than it's not you, it's me. We all know that's some bitch. It's definitely you, shit. It's definitely you.
I don't want to give him the idea that it's me. It's definitely you.
like this little bit. Had to go a long way back. Tasha, can you please give us those things? Because I really want to know what they were now. Look, because I was prepared to write them down with my paper. And now I can't write anything.
Look them up.
Can you tell me what the topic was again?
She said, look them up.
But I don't know. I forgot the topic. I can't write the topic down if I can't know it to look for dessert. Okay.
You see, do you see how Ebony be trying to always keep shit stirred up, Tasha? You see?
Yeah, I do.
You see? Do. You see that?
I do.
Man, I'm telling you, this hoe ain't worth shit.
And I got some get back too, bitch. Don't forget,
I didn't do it. Get it back to that one. Get it back to her.
To get me, Tasha said everything she had to say to me.
You needed to rewind the tape. So,
because I wanted to hear them. Everybody wanted to hear, but
no, but you jumped on the same motherfucking bandwagon. What you talking about?
Oh, now you want to put your head down.
Fast forward, move around. Where were we? Yeah. Fast forward.
I got some other celebrity gossip.
What you got?
Y'all, have y'all been keeping up with all of the Basketball Wives gossip?
No. Did you just roll your eyes at us? Just tell the fucking story. Our listeners probably have. Damn. Oh, sensitive ass bitch.
Okay, it's real sensitive. Okay, so y'all know. Okay, so there's a girl on there called OG.
Yes.
Yeah, I know OG is. So OG made a claim that there has been colorism going on.
That's okay. That's old.
I read that today. Yeah.
So it's still going on. Yeah. So it's still going. This new season just came on. It's the third episode. So they're still talking about it. So basically, there's been kind of like it's gotten into some legal issues. Basically, that Evelyn has like countersued OG or something for defamation of character because she said that something about she's been racist or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I had made this post about I feel like OG came into the door with some insecurities about her looks and her skin complexion. Just, I feel like 99.99% of dark-skinned people like myself, we have insecurities about our skin tones and complexion. And I feel like she came in the door, and the thing about it is that Evelyn and Shani didn't gravitate to OG and didn't welcome her with open arms.
Because she was a bitch when she came in.
She was a bitch.
She was a bitch.
A real royal bitch.
She was a bitch. And not only that, I feel like this is the thing. I feel like most people have a caliber of friends that they want to hang with. Evelyn, Shani, these girls, you know what I'm saying? They married these rich men and they have money, so they used to certain girls. And OG just not that girl.
She didn't fit to be.
OG's fashion is horrible. Her weave is horrible. Your makeup is horrible. You just not that girl. And you haven't fit in. And you have come in and you said, oh, they don't like me. It must be because I'm dark skinned.
But she don't even have the... She's not even like of the caliber to even...
The character, like her whole character is just...
Yeah, like you're not even... That's not even... That's not even her as a person. Like, you know what I'm saying? She is a tomboy. She does arena football. Like, you know what I'm saying? She is not of what they are. She
needs to humble herself too because she got that whole personality like... Bitch, and I'm that bitch, and you better bow down to me, but then you got insecurities about how you look. Like, that shit don't match your attitude.
You don't. You just not, the whole thing, you not that girl.
You're not that girl. And the bottom line is, I think it boils down to your feelings. Your feeling is hurt because they're not your friend and they didn't welcome you.
Their body's what's gonna carry her.
Right. And you gotta.
She got a great body.
Beautiful shape.
The body is great.
Yeah.
And
hey, what you say earlier, Corey?
What you say?
The way your face is made.
Right. Like,
the way your attitude is made. The way right. your mouth is made up. That tongue.
Hello. And all of that. And the thing about it is, like, and a lot of people feel like, I know a lot of my friends feel like, and it is true, a lot of white people, they know this is a, what's the word? What's the keyword? Touch word for black people saying that we're aggressive. Mm-hmm. We're aggressive, and they know usually if they say this to police that, you know, they're going to believe them. But I don't believe that black people are exempt from saying that, oh, you can't say that black people are aggressive because we're black. No, if you are displaying aggressive behavior, I'm going to say you're aggressive.
Right.
And sometimes she displayed aggressive behavior
more times than none. More times than none.
And they say you're aggressive, and so she's like, oh, because I'm dark-skinned, you said I'm aggressive. And that's why. No, bitch. You just told this motherfucker you gonna break her job.
Yeah, but so when Malaysia say something, do that make her aggressive?
She's just as dark.
They're the same complexion.
But I will say that when Malaysia does shit, Malaysia picked up a table and almost threw it at Jennifer. Nobody really said anything about Malaysia. They didn't call Malaysia aggressive or anything like that.
Because straight up tell you, I'm from Compton.
But the thing is that they like Malaysia.
Because she didn't come on the show like, I'm that bitch.
She's that girl. She can get away with shit. You can't. I don't feel like it has anything to do with her skin complexion. It's just, you busted. You, but if Jennifer wasn't lying and shit,
you like horses. I mean, go ahead.
You just called Jennifer a horse? Wilbur. She was of the circle. She was.
Figured out that bitch is a side pony and not a
You call her a side pony? Oh no. Oh no.
But it's gonna be interesting to see.
I haven't even watched one episode. Didn't even know they was back home.
Yeah, it's been 3 episodes so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 3 episodes.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I like that ratchet TV.
Okay.
I like it. It is for the ratchet. Maybe they should let Lori Harvey come on there. Segue back to Tasha.
Y'all motherfuckers. Ebony, can you take us out? I ain't got time. This we didn't do a I ain't got time, but I ain't got time for this bullshit. I ain't got time. Ebony, take us out, please. Corey, thank you for being on the show, you piece of shit. You are at 65 days. We love you, Corey. Thank you for coming on the show, though, for real. Okay. You're always dope.
Follow Natural Young Father on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That's naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. If you want to know what Tasha was going to tell us about that Lori Harvey segment, please dial 912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414 if you want to hear the tea from tea. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, that's where you can hear us. I'm so like,
yeah, you high as fuck.
Make sure you subscribe, rate, leave a message, leave a review, hit the notification bell. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, go to www.naturallyunbothered.com. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. Please tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their OS friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Dang, you didn't even tell the Ebonites to send you no motherfucking letters. You real mad. You big mad. You like fuck the Ebonites for real.
I'm just not fucking with the Ebonites right now because they be on that bullshit. Like I don't even know what's going on with them. We have a love hate relationship.
Feelings.
They love me and I hate them.
So deep in the feelings.
You know I love y'all. You know I feed off y'all's energy. Y'all be giving me. Y'all be feeding, pouring into my spirit, letting the demon out.
I don't think it's their fault. I think the demon is of you.
It's not on you.
Just tell him straight up. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Until next time, everybody, like Corey need to do to this relationship, it's a wrap. Wrap it up.
I got a roadmap for you. Hit me up in Messenger.
Okay.
Hey, hit the bell on the Dave Chappelle show. Wrap it up. Yes, Tasha. When are you going to have your fellatio skills 101 class?
I don't know.
I think you should get that together.
I think you should do a rating thing.
I think you should do.
You're the one that had the class, and Ebony said that she that learned how to suck dick from you.
I'm not currently. So maybe somebody who is currently sucking and fucking should do the class.
Definitely Ebony.
It's like a bite. You never forget it.
That's not the point.
Ebony, you do have a slim neck because of it right now.
We always welcome you back, Corey, to give a demo.
Yes, Corey. In 65 days. You have not been blackballed.
I'm on probation.
You've been blueballed.
Blueballed. Oh. Yeah, I do need to enroll in this class, though.
I know. I've been waiting for the class. I heard about it. I've been waiting.
If you want to have some babies in the back of your throat, then I go ahead then.
Want a whole playground?
Okay. Whole little softball team.
Just running around the back of the throat.
We already know you do a good job. We already got the info on you. You don't need no class. You got a marriage proposal on dick sucking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cheers to you.
Oh.
I ain't never got proposed.
Tashari.
I think maybe you should leave this plan.
You said Tashari.
Yes. You the one got the marriage proposal? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Whatever.
Tashari.
I don't have anything left. I'm done. All right, y'all. Until next time, this has been Naturally Unbothered. Go out and suck a dick. Sit on a face. Or motherfucking just break it off with somebody.